Hi, welcome to the 10th episode of Hint of Sass. I'm Glow.
I'm Vina.
And I'm Anna.
Today's topic is
relationships.
The first question is, do you feel jealous if your partner hangs out with a friend of the opposite sex?
Well, I think for me personally, it depends if there's a history there. If there's no history and they're just friends, then it's cool. But if there's like a sexual history between them, that is a hell no. Like, you are not hanging out with that person.
That's understandable.
I'm definitely a jealous person.
I totally agree. If there's some sort of history there, yeah, it's going to bother me a little bit too.
Yeah.
I may not show it, but it's all there.
I'll definitely show it. Definitely verbalize it.
What would you say?
I'd be like, I'm not okay with you hanging out with this person.
So what if your person would tell you, what does it matter? It's all in the past. It's history.
Well, they have to take my feelings into consideration. I feel like if we're in a relationship, then they can't just be selfish and think about only themselves. They also have to think about my feelings and how I feel about the situation and how it's affecting me, because it takes two people to be in a relationship together, right? So that's how I feel.
Okay, that's very understandable.
Yeah.
Now, how about if the three of you would hang out together? Would that be different versus just them two hanging out together?
I feel like I don't want them hanging out together at all.
At all. Even if it's you, your person, and the other opposite sex person.
I think it's just because personally, I am not friends with any of my exes. And I would want the person that I'm with to not have a relationship with their ex either. Like, I mean, it's different if they have a child with someone and they have to co-parent. Like, I understand that. And I understand if there's like no connection or no feelings left between them. But I feel like if there's no feelings left between them and you don't have a kid or you don't have something tying you guys together, then there's no need for you guys to have a relationship.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Glow? How do you feel about that question?
I don't know. I don't think I get jealous to an extent, but I wouldn't stop him or refrain him from seeing someone that he's going to see anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just don't want him sneaking around behind your back.
Exactly.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't want any sneaking around. If you're going to hang out with somebody, especially if it's the opposite sex, you got to be upfront with me.
Yeah.
Right? Honesty is my right way of communication. I just prefer it that way.
Yeah, but there's a difference between hanging out with someone who's just the opposite sex and it's just like a friend versus someone who you had like a romantic
relationship
past with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I
hang out with people of the opposite sex all the time and it's completely like platonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have no problem like introducing my friends to my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then just so that they know like, okay, this is like a platonic relationship. I can trust you in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's like a history there, then that's like where lines get blurred.
Mm. Okay, very true.
Just like to avoid things.
Yes, I agree. Very much agree.
As much as possible. You know, you won't be tempted if you don't put yourself in that situation, I feel.
Another question. Is it really necessary to know everything from your partner's previous relationships?
I will tell you this. It's very hard to pry information about your significant other's previous relationships because you're putting yourself in a position where you could potentially hurt your own feelings, right? So what does it matter about their previous relationships, right? You're not in that relationship. This is your current relationship.
I definitely agree, and I'm the type of person that I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. So there's a fine line, right? You can ask about how the relationship was, you know, like why didn't it work out? But if you're digging any deeper than that, for example, I don't know, like their sexual history, what does it matter?
Yeah, or right? If you're stalking them on Instagram or something, like you're just gonna end up upsetting yourself.
Exactly, you're putting yourself in that position, and why would you? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You agree too, Glow?
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you guys like spending time with your partners, friends, and family?
I do.
Yes, I do too. To an extent.
Can you see how they've influenced your partner over the years?
I don't know. I have no idea. I want to say business influence, maybe, but influence on him, I don't know. I think he has an influence on his family versus the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it has to do more with someone's personality than maybe.
I think so too. Yeah, because I noticed that he does a lot more for his family versus, well, I don't want to say his family doesn't do much for him. They do. But I can see how he helps his family quite a lot.
Yeah. I think it's good to be able to get along with your significant others, like friends and family, because you don't want to have to make them choose between you and them.
But they shouldn't have to choose between you and them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. If you're like getting into it every time you like see his mom or something, you know what Ooh. I mean?
Yeah, no.
That's where like in-law clashing comes into play.
Because if you're going to marry that person, you're marrying their whole family.
That's true.
And you best believe they better like you.
That's a very cultural thing too, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What about you, Gloria?
I love them all.
You love them all?
I love them all.
Yeah.
Aww. The friends, the family. His family is the most genuine people ever. Aww. I really love them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
What have they done for you?
Everything.
Everything?
Food.
Food.
It's always food.
They feed me.
Feed me.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you didn't get along with someone in your partner's life?
No.
I don't know.
Have you?
I think we're just like very easygoing people.
I'm trying to think back if there was ever a time I didn't get along with someone's friend or family. I don't think I ever did. I'm a very nice person.
I feel like I'm a very nice person too. It just takes me like a while to come around to people.
Yeah.
So I'm a little standoffish at first, especially because I kind of want them to like me. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like unsure as to how they're going to accept me. But most people are like super accepting.
Yeah,
So.
I've been in situations where I feel like I've had judgy eyeballs.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm very quiet, right? Like, I'm just like you. I'm very observant. Like, I'm very nervous when I meet new people, especially if you're trying to get their friends and family to like you, right? So I tend to be a little bit more on the quiet side, but I can also feel like this vibe. They're leering at me. And I hate that feeling.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's all good now.
Oh, yeah. It's all good now.
What's more important, your own happiness or your partner's?
Mine.
I would say mine too, but I also worry about my partner's happiness as well.
Well, they say happy wife, happy life, so.
Actually, have you ever heard the phrase, happy spouse, happy house?
I have not.
Yeah, that's another one I learned recently.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's cute.
So what initially attracted you to your partner?
So my partner is very interesting. I wasn't physically attracted to him at first. I thought it was very annoying. He asked me 10,000 questions about where I wanted to be in my life, for example, in 5 years. And I'm thinking, why does it matter to you where my life is going to be in 5 years, 2 years, or even the next following year? So he looked at me, he goes, well, how do you not know, right? How old are you now? You should be in a position where, you know, you want to save money, buy a house, you know, get your shit together. I'm like, listen, buddy, I'm still young, so let me figure it out.
He just sounds responsible.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was really weird. And then at my friend's wedding, which is his second cousin's wedding, I saw him in a different lighting. And then I found him attractive after that.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was different. It was fun. And then I couldn't stop thinking about him after that.
And then who made the first move, like, officially? Like, was it you or was it him after that?
I think I did.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I did. Girls got game, you know.
That's cute. So do you have any deal breakers when it comes to a relationship?
I would say irresponsibility, because I'm surrounded by men who can do things for themselves, who are independent, who have jobs, who provide. And when I see or hear about other partners who don't do anything for themselves, who sit down, don't have a job, I'm just thinking, there are other men out there, so do better.
Yeah, that's true.
So straightforward.
Do better.
Do better. What about you, Anna?
I think just like lack of ambition, which I guess is kind of the same as like being irresponsible, but just people that want to sit at home and play video games all day, or they are just super lazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be willing to want something and then be able to go out and achieve that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about when girls say, oh my God, a deal breaker for me is if my man left me or cheated on me?
I wouldn't stay in a relationship with someone who's cheated on me.
No?
No.
Why?
Because I'm better than that shit.
Do better.
Do better. That's right. Do better.
I just think that if someone's going to cheat on you once, they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Then they don't have any respect for you.
Okay. For me, I would say, you know, being irresponsible and not being self-sufficient and not taking care of your family.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So I find that if you don't have any respect or any care and love for your family, how are you going to treat me when we start a family?
Yeah, because that's super important to you, right?
It's important to me, yeah. So I think for me, because I grew up with, you know, my parents being divorced when I was very young. So I don't know what it is. I think I crave for a family and like to have a family to love, to care for, to have responsibilities, you know, to teach. And I want my man to be responsible for a family.
Yeah.
Right? And not take them for granted, because, you know, who raised us? Our parents, right? So at the end of the day, be responsible, do better, and, you know, take care of yourself and your loved ones.
Yeah. Another deal breaker for me is definitely people who do hard drugs.
Hard drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
Like if you're doing heroin or smoking crack, I can't handle that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I've just been around, like, I guess people who have overdosed, mm-hmm. and I've seen how that's like changed or impacted their family and everyone around them. Mm-hmm. And it's just not something that I can put myself through.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's understandable.
Like, I understand if someone has addiction problems, mm-hmm. and they've been addicted in the past and they're in recovery, but that's different than like being 35 and still doing cocaine on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, get your life together. You've been doing drugs for over 10 years, like that's not healthy.
Yeah, I think if you have a drug problem, you should really think about, you know, getting your life together and, like I said, be responsible, be a better person.
Yeah, and just asking for help, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's also hard to ask for help, because when somebody's asking for help, you know that they're in a position where they don't know what else to do. And it's probably hard for them to ask for help because they're probably ashamed.
Yeah.
Right?
But the other thing is, like, someone will ask you for help even though you're not the person that can provide that help to them. Mm-hmm. So you have to know to redirect them to, like, the proper professionals. Mm-hmm. Because even, like, now being 35, like, I wouldn't be able to know how to handle that situation. But when I was younger, when I was, like, 16 or, like, 20, I definitely didn't know how to handle that kind of situation. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you live and you learn, but at this point in my life, I just can't deal with people that are still doing drugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Glow? What do you think about, you know, drugs and drugs addiction?
I would stay away from that. But yes, I would, if my significant other would do that, I don't know how I would feel about it.
No?
No.
Would you stay and help them, or would you get up and leave?
I would stay to help them to an extent. If they don't want to help themselves, I'm going to have to step out.
Okay.
Because I don't want that for my future, for my life, for my family. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a relationship with someone, you're either there to see the end goal, to be in a relationship with them, marry to them, start a family. But if that's not going to work out, then you just got to do what's best for you.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Know your self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Another turnoff would be someone who is controlling, who tells you what to do, when to do something that you can't post online, gets jealous if you post something online.
I was in a relationship like that for about 3 years when I was, I want to say 18.
Oh, wow.
18, 19. Oh, yeah. My ex-boyfriend was, he was very, very much the controlling type. I couldn't do anything without his consent. And I thought, you know, this man was going to be the person I was going to marry. Like, I was over the hills in love with this guy. And then, of course, he broke my heart. I was devastated.
How did that end?
It ended when I took a trip to Vietnam when I was 20 years old. And I was pretty close friends with this girl who was part of my childhood growing up. And she was one of my good friends, too. And he noticed the more I hung out with her, I was I guess he said my personality was changing more like her and I was becoming more like the personality she had, but at the same time he didn't appreciate who my friends were. And he was like, you have to choose between me or her. So I had to lie to him and say, okay, well, obviously I love you, so I'm gonna be with you. But at the same time, I'm hiding the fact that I'm still friends with this girl.
Yeah, whenever anyone gives you ultimatums, like, that's not a positive sign.
It's not a positive sign, but I was blinded in love with this guy, right? So when he found out I was still friends with her through Facebook, he messaged me on MSN and was like, I'm sorry, but it's over. We're not together anymore. And I'm like, what? Why? And I couldn't understand why.
He broke up with you over MSN?
He broke up with me over MSN, didn't pick up my phone calls, and I was halfway across the world crying my eyes out. It was devastating. It was so bad. So bad. My first heavy heart breakup.
Aww.
It was bad.
Well, you live and you learn.
Oh, yeah. I definitely learned.
Just imagine what your life would be like if you guys were still together and he was still controlling you.
I think I would very much resent this guy.
Yeah.
I would most likely hate my life and I'd be miserable. Not having my own identity, right? My own friends, my own goals, maybe.
Do you think you would have broken up with him?
I think so.
What would you define as cheating?
Any type of intercourse? Sexual pleasures?
What about like emotional
cheating? And emotional cheating as well.
I think that there's a difference between just cheating on someone and having a full-blown affair with someone. Because cheating can be like, oh, I just went and hooked up with this guy,
mm-hmm.
versus an affair where you develop feelings for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's even worse. Like, you're carrying on an entire separate relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then leave your spouse.
Wow. That's easier said than done for some people.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. But now I wonder, why have this affair and still keep your married life or your relationship life?
Because it's a comfort for people.
Can you explain that?
So they have like that stability and that love and that relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stray away from that and they find something else that they don't have in that
relationship.
So it might be excitement. It might be a completely different type of person, but that's providing them something that they're missing in their original relationship.
Oh, okay.
But at the end of the day, in my eyes, your partner is supposed to fulfill you completely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point of being in a relationship with them?
Would you ever tell your partner if they weren't fulfilling you?
Hell yeah. Be like, buckle up, buddy. It's time to get to work.
That's true.
Gotta be in alignment with each other.
Okay.
How important is physical chemistry to you?
Important. I love physical touch. I love intimacy. I need it. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. 100%. I need that intimacy. Chemistry is so important. I don't care what anybody says. If you're telling me sex isn't important in your life, there's something wrong there. Like, I'm the type of person where I love to be cuddled with. Touch is so important, and I find that when my partner and I, like, the hugs, even hugging somebody, it's just, it feels so good.
Yeah.
I love that feeling.
All the endorphins.
Yeah, it's the endorphins. Like, you know, like, I want you to brush my hair, touch my face.
Scratch
and if that,
my arm.
Yeah, like, something as simple as scratching somebody's, you know, skin, right? Like, my partner loves his back scratches. I don't understand why. Even though he's got no fingernails to scratch my back, you know, it does feel good, but I can only imagine what it feels like for him.
I love, like, running my fingers through someone's hair when it's, like, freshly cut.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially when it's, like, a close shave. Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels so nice.
Really?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. No, intimacy is so important. When someone tells me they're not that intimate with each other, like, it blows my mind. I'm like, why? How do you not have time for intimate moments? You have to.
Yeah, but that begs the question if they have different kinds of intimacy with each other.
That's true. That's very true. But even one of my closest friends, he had a breakup recently with his ex-girlfriend, and he told me that his intimacy was falling apart, like, because he worked so many hours, he would have less time for her. And then when their breakup happened, he found out she was going around, you know, meeting other people and, you know, finding her own sense of pleasure. So I asked him, I said, how was your chemistry level with your girl, right? Like, was it there or was it not there? And he goes, oh, you know, it was there. And then I got busy and then it was less and less. And I told him, I said, buddy, listen, that's a big problem. If you don't know how to pleasure your girlfriend in that sense because you're busy, that's your own fault. And she went looking for it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Right? It's too bad, right? So I told him, like, this better be your life lesson because chemistry is number one.
Don't fuck that shit up.
Don't fuck that shit up because if you do, I can't help you.
Yeah, and it's hard better. To find too, right? Mm. You know what I mean? Finding someone who you're mutually, like, attracted to each other, yeah. And there's a spark there.
Exactly.
That's kind of hard to find.
It's very hard to find. And I can say so for myself. My ex, prior to my relationship now, my chemistry wasn't there. I almost felt like I had to force myself to get into that moment.
But initially, was it there?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Even when, you know, I would, you know, there were kissing moments, it wasn't really there.
Aww.
It was there, but not 100%. So I felt sad that I couldn't find it. And then obviously when I met my current relationship now, it's just like, wow, it's totally different.
Yeah, it's like eye-opening.
It's a big eye-opener. And when I had that first kiss with him, I was like, okay.
Sparks fly.
Sparks fly. It's game over.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, my loves, that's it for today. Thank you for listening.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @HintOfSassPodcast.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.